York, former President Trump says he will be questioned today under oath about his dealings as a real estate mogul. The investigation involves claims that the Trump Organization misstated the value of its prized assets for tax reasons. That comes 2 days after federal investigators searched the former president's home in Florida. Republicans echoed the assertion that the search was politically motivated. What's been called the most scrutinized economic report in the world comes out this morning, and it will give us a sense of where the fight against soaring inflation in the U.S. stands. According to a Bloomberg survey, the consumer price index probably increased at an annualized rate of 8.7% in July. That's down from June's figure, but still way above the Fed's 2% target. The CPI is out at 8:30 a.m. New York time. China has ended those unprecedented military exercises near Taiwan, but it says it plans to conduct regular patrols in the region. The Chinese began the drills last week after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defied Beijing and visited Taiwan. Elon Musk has sold $6.9 billion of stock in Tesla, his biggest sale ever. The world's richest person says he wants to avoid a last-minute sell-off of the carmaker's shares in case he's forced to go ahead with his deal to buy Twitter. Musk says he'll buy Tesla shares again if the deal doesn't close. And Bloomberg has learned that the U.S. Justice Department is preparing to sue Google for allegedly illegally dominating the digital ad market. The suit could be filed as soon as next month. 2 years ago, the Justice Department sued Google in a case involving online search. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.